Hi. As always, when I do a session, I often start off just getting a felt sense of whom I'm working with, and this is often a visual that I kind of see. And in this case, I saw the group with arrows pointing out certain people within the group. And it felt as if it was important that these people were seen, because this group seemed very disconnected and separate, and these people really needed to be acknowledged within the group. But what was also interesting is that it seemed as if the people themselves who were being pointed out did not realize that they were wanting to be seen. They were kind of so used to just being individual and separate that they didn't realize that actually they wanted to be part of the group. So obviously this wasn't pointing to any particular people within the group. It was more of an analogy for the whole group. So the session itself, we worked with this concept of protection resulting in separation, and how this stems from early like childhood patterns and coping mechanisms, and unfortunately how this tendency to separate and disconnect and shut down can result in emotional and physical difficulties later in life. Okay, so we started off with, so when I say we, it's because I'm working on everyone, it's using the innate knowledge of all those who are in the session, so it's kind of like we're doing the session together. So we started off with working on the Wei Qi of every individual. And the Wei Qi is an electromagnetic field which surrounds the body just above the skin and under the surface of the skin. It is protective in nature in that it protects against negative energies and EMF and harsh climatic experiences and emotions. All of this is energy anyway. So it's about keeping out energy frequencies that are too that are too strong for the body or too much. But some of us tend to develop a consciousness that we need extra protection. And in this case, the Wei Qi almost becomes over-amplified. And everything gets kept out. So not just the negative, but also the positive. Because we do need to experience some challenges, and we need to experience life in order to learn and to grow. So we worked with balancing this and bringing in a consciousness of living. When we disconnect and shut down, we're not actually living. We're merely surviving. And we're not growing. We're not learning. We're not thriving. We're not feeling joy, because you can't feel joy if you can't feel sadness as well. So this is about being able to accept take in and process the negative and the positive. And that then linked to the thymus gland. The thymus gland is part of the immune system and therefore holds a consciousness of protection and defense. And in this case, we worked with orientation or a focus of living in the past. And basically, when we live in the past, it's usually because this is a form of protection. So this is our belief systems that were formed in the past, such as if I don't rely on other people, I will not get hurt. If I don't show that I am upset, then I won't get hurt. So it's kind of how the past shapes our way of living, so that our presence is influenced by the past, and essentially we're living in the past. And then bringing in an event, an active memory event, in other words, an event that still holds an emotional trigger or an emotional intensity, which can then be triggered. And in this case, for each of you, it was the moment at which you realized you were separate from your caregivers. And so there's actually a psychologist who in her theories refers to the fact that the child literally believes that the breast is the breast. It is part of the breast. It belongs to it. It's like this breast feeds me. It gives me everything I want. So the mother is reduced to this thing, this object that simply is always there, and will always be there. And then the child starts to realize that the mother is not always there and has her own needs, and sometimes is going to let the child down. And in this process, the child starts to individuate from the caregiver, and starts to become aware of their own separateness. And the degree to which this process happens healthily will determine the ability to have healthy relationships in the future, and to feel a healthy sense of self and not rely on others in order to feel good enough and to feel safe, etc. So we're just working with that active memory event for each of you at the moment at which you became conscious of this separation. And then parallel to that, we worked with lymph flow from the spleen. Again, this is part of the immune system, with a focus on the emotion. It came up as emotion, but what it felt like was, it came up as the emotion of confusion, but what it felt like is a fogginess or a cloudiness. That if you imagine being in this sense of this fog, it's very disconnecting. So that you feel disconnected from that which is around you. So, and it prevents one from being connected to everything and from being fully present. So we worked with this kind of emotional experience and then linked it to the minor chakras in the feet around the experience of being connected to the ground. So despite this fogginess and despite this disconnection, still being able to feel deeply connected and rooted. All right, so that was then tapped out. Then the next formula, we worked with releasing the belief system. It's best not to rely on anyone. Now, the reason this is a belief system that is not serving is because it's a black and white belief system. It's very extreme. So obviously, there may have been people who disappointed you in the past, but that's not to say that every single person cannot be relied on. And to live with such an extreme belief can be highly detrimental. So we're working with releasing that belief so it can be adapted to be more appropriate. And then linking that to holding within the diaphragm, a holding that is around self-reliance. So if I can't rely on anyone else, I become super self-reliant. I hold everything together, and that's how I will feel safe. So this develops from early childhood, and then it carries through into adulthood. So we're working with releasing that, and they're working with the ability to start feeling connected for trusting and receiving from others. And then linking that to, and then bringing in an influence, which is caregivers, basically, whatever that means for each of you. And then bringing in another outside influence. So we've got this little formula that we're tapping out, but we're bringing in these other aspects that aren't quite part of the formula, but yet influence that need to be incorporated. And in this case, it was the relationship that each of you have with the major maternal and paternal forces in our lives. So, and in this case, not actually caregivers, but in the paternal being the spirit, I'll explain this more now, and the maternal being earth, Mother Earth. So we worked with the energy. I had to create bonds between each of you to this paternal force and this maternal force. And basically what it's actually doing is balancing the masculine and feminine for each of you as well. So the maternal being Mother Earth is very grounding, it's nurturing, it holds you, it supports you, it roots you. The paternal can be seen as a greater force than the self, which is all-encompassing, which you are part of and you are, and everyone else is also part of that. And it is seen by some as a deity or a god. Others will refer to it as the universe. Others just refer to it as quantum energy or a consciousness. Some people talk about it as just being an evolving force, or a force that pushes one to evolve to one's greatest, to become one's greatest and highest version of oneself. And if we shut down, if we feel disconnected, we are no longer able to receive that influence from the the force that helps us, propels us to grow into our greatest and highest versions of ourselves and supports us in the process. And we need Mother Earth, we need the feminine aspect of that to keep us grounded and connected so we can tune into our intuition so that we can create and manifest. So both of these aspects are highly important. And when we live disconnected, we don't have access to them fully and continue to kind of bumble around in this confusion. So that was just energetically creating bonds to energy bonds or energy links to this maternal force and paternal force. And then all of that was linked to the three brains. So the three brains are the head brain, heart brain, and gut brain. So these three brains comprise very similar neural makeup, tissues, protons, neurotransmitters. They all have an immune system component, and yet we've only really focused on the head brain in Western civilization, whereas in many Eastern backgrounds and religions and worldviews, there has been an understanding of the heart and the gut brain as well. So the head brain is more of a computer. It's kind of computes what will help us to survive, and it carries out those functions that are needed to help us to survive. The heart brain, on the other hand, actually feels into it and like, well, yeah, maybe my head brain says that it is safe not to rely on others, but the heart brain's saying, this feels okay. This feels good. And then the gut brain similarly has a hunch. It's able to have that gut felt sense that actually this is okay. And the gut brain is also about digesting life and fully processing life and taking what is needed from life. So these three brains all need to be active. And so to work with the three brains is to balance them each and to balance them to each other. And then that was then all linked back to what we did around the formula that I had been working with, because when we link the three brains, it helps the soul to manifest its journey in this lifetime as it's to its fullest and to its greatest potential. So that was all tapped out. Then I balanced lymph flow from the thymus and linked it to the spleen. With a focus there, so that's the immune system. So we're working with a consciousness of that, of defensiveness and the tendency to be defensive and protective. And then this is something interesting. So I did a cellular repair technique. So generally when our DNA replicates itself, it replicates itself identically. It is identical when it replicates itself, even if it is carrying something that is detrimental, so something physical like diabetes or a predisposition towards Alzheimer's or something like that. But at the same time, our DNA also carries energy, it carries emotional stuff, memories, all sorts of things. And so by doing this technique, we are saying to the DNA, that is no longer needed. So next time you replicate, do not carry that through to the new cell. And in this case, what we worked with was an acquired defense consciousness within the mitochondria of the DNA. Now, the mitochondria of the DNA are responsible for creating energy. They are the powerhouses of the DNA of the cells. And to the degree that the mitochondria are expending energy on keeping safe and surviving, they are not able to create energy for the body. So if there is if people live with a fear-based consciousness, if people live with a tendency to be overly protective, the mitochondria work extra hard with the stress that has resulted in the environment in the body that is created as a result. And it basically impacts the ability of the mitochondria to do its job properly, to just create energy. So we are working here with releasing that acquired defense consciousness of the mitochondria so that they can just create more energy so that there's less depletion. So that was tapped out as well. All right, then that was the end. For those of you who are interested in essential oils or would like to use essential oils, it came up that black pepper essential oil would be highly beneficial. Just a little drop on the base of your spine, on your sacrum, as this is a very grounding oil. So I wish you all well, and that this, I hope that this, my wish is that this session will support you all in the best way for each of you. And take care.